Blog Talk Radio.
And as for me, I can sit here by my Anyway, the introductory song is almost done, so I gotta jump in. And talk to you. Yeah, I want to welcome everybody to the Ask David Shannon show. We're looking for David to show up, but he has yet to show up. Said he was ready. That's ham radio in the background. That's why we stay in contact without depending on technology.
Oh, hello, W82. M-A-D.
Get that turned down. Yesterday's politics have been, or this month's politics have been pretty crazy. I'm listening to people on Zillow, or Zelle, who say that their groups are being deleted. I don't see that any of my groups are being deleted, so I'm not sure what they're talking about. Because all my groups are still there. So I'm not really sure what they were talking about. But I guess on Nancy Pelosi, yeah. Man, she is about dumb. She's dumb. Dumb bitch. You know, we have roughly 7 days before Trump's out of there. And, she's trying to spend thousands of dollars to do an impeachment because the liberals are just little selfish little specks of dirt. You know, you can show them the way it is, and then they'll spend the rest of their life trying to outdo you again because they feel like they've been cheated. This election was stolen. He cannot be as popular as Trump was and he'll not be elected. And what I saw in Georgia on video just sealed it for me. And nobody wanted to look at it. This is the same thing as with Obama. Nobody wanted to look at it. You have a birth certificate that has all kinds of errors, and nobody wants to look at it because they didn't want to find out the fact. It's the same thing here. You don't want to find out the fact. Well, I tell you what, you know, you can look at what happened on the 6th as a bad thing or a good thing. I think it has some positive aspects. I think that those numbnuts, the senators and the congressmen that are walking around and just won't even give us a sweat off their eyebrow, they know they can be reached out and touched now. They know if they get out of hand that people are going to go up our anti-care business. They better be lucky that they didn't get their hands on something. I'm not qualified to tell you who deserves to get their ass whipped, but there are several people up there that need it. And if it was the 1800s, that's what we'd be doing. We'd be dealing out ass whippers. They wouldn't be able to hide. But we're not in the 1800s. So we need to let them know that they're not going to get away with shit. I'm working on something. It's all uphill, though. And I don't want to say anything about it now until I get it going. And that's if I get it going. So, these lawmakers just make me sick. No matter if they're Republican or Democrat. They all break the law. They all think they can get away with things. And I'm just curious about this. You know, Pelosi is from California, the anti-gun state, and she puts metal detectors up at the, at Congress, and now the congressmen and congresswomen have to go through metal detector, and none of them can protect themselves anymore. You know, so it's ridiculous. Let me see if we can get Terry or get David again. Hold on a second. It's unbelievable. I mean, I can make, you know, a 10-hour show on what's going on.
Call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. 432244494424 is not available. At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options. If you are satisfied with your message, press 1 to listen to your message, press 2 to erase and re-record, press 3 to continue recording where you left off, press 4. Are you still there? If you are satisfied with your message, press 1 to listen to your message, press 2 to erase and re-record, Press 3 to continue recording where you left off. Press 4. Still there? If you are satisfied with your message, press 1 to listen to your message. Press 2 to erase and re-record. Press 3 to continue recording where you left off. Press 4. Sorry you're having trouble. Your message has been sent. Goodbye.
Yeah, I don't really know what happened. This is a learning progress. If I remember right, I was pretty good at this in the past. But it appears that I am not anymore. Okay, let's see if we can get him on the phone. I was pretty sure he had something to say.
The call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. 4-3-2-2-4-4-9-4-2.
Oh, okay. Okay. So let me see what I'm doing here. Let's get Terry. I got a new phone. I had a car accident. And the damn phone fell out of my pocket when I was getting into the wrecker. And they ran over the damn thing. So there you are. So let's do this. One of these days, it'll run really smooth. Okay, let's try to get a hold of Terry. Can we call him TJ? And this is a call out of random, so he's going to pick up the phone not knowing.
Hello. Please leave a message after the tone.
Well, that didn't work. Trying to get you on the show, Terry. Trying to get you on the show. We'll try to call yourself. Okay, are you on the air? Whoops. Let me do that. Well, I'm fumbling pretty bad. I need to get a secretary or something. Now I'm nuts. Hold on a minute. This is not in here. Maybe I didn't add it in here. 618. Well, there it is right there. Okay, hold on. He may be eating, so we'll catch him during while he's eating. Well, I guess he's not going to answer either. We may have to plan this show for next week. I'll try David one more time. We knew it was supposed to be 6 o'clock.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. 4-3-2-2-4-4.
Well, that takes care of that. What we're going to do is probably, since I'm in a bad spot, probably
I'm getting text messages and everything. There isn't one. Promise to be a little more organized next week. Anyway.